This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Public health officials are urging Coloradans to get both the flu and COVID-19 vaccines with holiday events approaching. A lot of respiratory viruses like RSV, flu, and COVID-19 are getting passed around, says Dr. Eric France, the state's chief medical officer.
If they want to avoid the bad luck of being in bed for a week or 5 days with a terrible illness like flu and COVID and missing those events, go get your shot.
More RSV hospitalizations were reported in the first 2 months of this season than all of last. Meantime, flu vaccination numbers are ahead of last year's pace, but behind this point 2 years ago. The state's second largest housing market is continuing to cool from all-time highs. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says home prices started to fall after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates.
Those interest rate hikes are meant to help slow inflation, and mortgage rates are closely tied to them. Higher mortgage rates tamp down demand for housing. Nearly 2,500 houses are for sale in the Pikes Peak region right now, almost five times the number back in February. And those homes are sitting around for more than a month on average before a sale goes through. Back in June, a house typically only sat on the market for 10 days. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Workers at a Starbucks in Greeley are striking today. They've joined baristas at about 100 other union stores nationwide. The union is protesting recent firings of baristas and closures of some organized cafes, including one in Colorado Springs. The Greeley shop on 11th Avenue is the only store in the state that's striking. The cafe is expected to stay closed through Sunday. In Greeley and Denver today, highs should be right around freezing. A bit colder in Colorado Springs with plenty of blue sky across the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.